We go on the South Street Burger Hotline to Buffalo, check in with Rob Ray, who obviously is close to this. Is this a stunning development this morning, Rob, or did you see this coming?
Well, what are we talking about?
The new chicken wing flavor.
Well, you just come on and you say, hey, is this a stunning development? Well, do you think I'm sitting here listening to Calgary Radio in Buffalo, New York?
I'm sorry.
I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
It's wrong of us to assume
that you have a clue.
Apparently, the Sabres have fired general manager Tim Murray and head coach, whatever his name is, Dan Bylsma. Might be news to you, but that's what we were discussing, yes.
I swear to God, it is news.
Team just released a statement. After reviewing the past season and looking at the future of our organization, Kim and I have decided to relieve GM and head coach of their duties.
Wow.
So he didn't phone you?
I better get to the rink then.
Somebody feed the chickens.
I better get there because there's opportunity.
Send in your resume, Razor.
Okay. I smell a raise.
Because it's been a weird, it's been a weird 24 hours, right? We hear the news of a reported Eichel-Bylsma rift, then the agent says there's nothing, and then today, both are gone. I guess a great opportunity to get your initial thoughts on this.
I honest to God, thought maybe one might happen, the coaching side, because I knew that there was a lot of pushback from the guys towards the coaching staff.
He's getting in his car.
But
are you literally, you are, you're getting in your car to go to the rink?
Heck yeah.
Aren't you glad you got friends in Calgary?
You don't mess around when there's chances like this out there, okay?
Should Rhett get on a flight?
No.
I burnt that.
No, he's a little out of his league if he's going to try to apply for something like this.
So are you a little concerned then in the light of that you have not been contacted yet? If Mr. Pegula maybe had designs on moving you up the ladder, that you would have been privy to this news?
I don't really, you know what? Job security is all about what I think, you know, and right now the position I am, I'll probably never get fired. I'll just be able to leave someday when I get old. I don't know anybody that'd want to be a coach or GM because other than the money, you know, security just isn't there.
Yeah.
Jobs like we have, like anybody can do it. It's really simple.
Shh. Yeah.
You make it sound easy, but you're being humble.
So take us inside the... What about Tim
Murray? Why is he gone? Yeah. What's the...
Well, I would think if Tim... You know, you look at Tim when he came in. He had a war chest of picks, draft picks. He had like 17, 18 picks or something like that in the first two or three rounds over a 3-year span. And for just to sit back and look, and you really don't have anything to show for it. You know, you're giving first-round picks out, and you know, second-round picks in deals, and in situations where you're hoping maybe you'd start building the depth. If you look at our team, we sit here and maybe hanging our heads on, you know, Brendan Gooley coming in. He's a 19 or 20-year-old kid coming out of the West that, you know, he's going to be your next guy. That's it. Like, there's nothing else. Anything else that we have in our system got pretty much an opportunity this year and, you know, to play. So which is same this year is what we have. So the depth isn't there that you probably – should have had maybe with all those picks hanging out there. Some of the guys he brought in using those picks, were they successful? Probably not nearly what they thought they were going to be. So I think you get Matt Molson signing, you know, bringing 5-year deal. You know, you still got that on your cap for the next 2 or 3 years. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you could put together and say to justify it. So... unfortunate, you know, I think people here really enjoyed him because he's so honest. He wouldn't hold back. He would tell you exactly what he was thinking, what his ideas were, and what he was planning. And he really got the people here on his side. It's unfortunate it wasn't, you know, the decisions he made successful.
So who is Mr. Pegula going to talk to? Right? Like, he doesn't have a history in
who's his hockey counsel?
Yeah, who does he go to? There's a sounding board.
Well, that's a big question, and that's a question that we've had, you know, for a while here.
You know, you're going to the rink?
As far as the, no, I stay out of this crap. I got business. I got work to do today, guys. There's grass to be cut. There's all that kind of stuff. So I don't have time for this whole right. crap.
Yeah.
You know, you're right. There isn't that support system there that, you know, you could sit there and bounce it off. He has not had a chance to establish that here within his group yet. So I think that, you know, a lot of the information that he would be dealing with, it's a lot to do with himself, Russ Brannon, the president. You know, these guys, they're not hockey people, but, you know, they're business people. And I think that's the approach they're taking.
As far as Bylsma, the story comes out yesterday about Eichel having some friction. Whether or not that's true, the timing seems curious that a day later he is gone. Were you aware of any rift between he and Eichel or he and the players?
Well, you know, you hear a lot of things that, you know, throughout the year. But, you know, I knew that, you know, Dan's approach to the game, sometimes the guys had a difficult time with it. Dan is a guy that wants to put a lot of time into game preparation and, you know, always want to be that teacher and always want to be hockey there where, you know, there's no break in the dressing room. There's no time in that room to sit and be a player and tell stories and goof around. And it's, while you're in there, it's business. And I think that, guys had a difficult time with that sometimes. It was something that Tim talked to him about, to try to maybe pull back a little bit and have a little more, you know, one-on-one time instead of just coaching time all the time. So, and I think that it's such a long year, too, that these guys need to breathe sometimes. They need to step back and have a little bit of a chance to, you know, not to be 100% business from time of,
yeah,
you know, work in the morning till the end. You know, I sat with Dan one time in Detroit, sitting outside having a cigar one day, and he comes up and, hey, what's going on? Started talking. And this was early in the year. And this is just the way he approaches it. And, you know, talked about hockey for a couple minutes, and then I knew he was into hunting and fishing, so he started talking about that. And he stopped me like 2 minutes into it, and he says, hey, look, I'm in hockey mode right now.
Really?
Like, okay. What does that mean? You know, but that was just him at the early time of the year that, you know, there was nothing else goes on other than hockey. So, you know, maybe there is, there should be.
Yeah. Would there be anybody within the organization? And I realize it's fresh. We're chatting with Rob Ray in Buffalo. The Sabres have fired Tim Murray and Dan Bylsma. Is there anyone within the organization that you would see as a candidate for the coaching job? And B, would it stun you if all of a sudden Lindy Ruff is out of work? Would he be a candidate for this job again?
I.
You hope not?
No, I don't think there's anybody. I think that, you know, the guys that are on the coaching staff now were brought in by Tim and Dan last summer and the summer before. So these guys, you know, were their guys. I'm not sure if there's anything there that would be stepping in. As far as Lindy still makes his home here. His one son still works in the front office here. The reason Lindy left here years ago was pretty much the same reason as Dan Bylsma is leaving here now, if it's true. You know, he's and he I think he had the same thing happen to him in Dallas while he was there. That way of or having that knack of communication with the younger guys and the approach to the game sometimes is a little too tough. You know, I know Lindy, you dealt with him, and it was, you know, Scotty Bowman was his guy, Scotty Bowman, and the way Scotty Bowman approached the game, well, you just can't approach the game like that anymore. It's a different player, it's a different person, and they don't know how to handle that. You know, there's just that. The day of going to the rink and fearing the coach and fearing making a mistake isn't there now. They're not like that. So that approach just doesn't work. You don't get to guys like that. So I don't know, but I don't know if that would be the you know, Rhett, you know, himself, you know, what he was like near the end, and, you know, to step in with this modern day and having not having the success in Dallas, you know, with a pretty darn good team. I know the goaltending sucked, but, you know, for the most part, you know, you had a pretty good team in front of you, and still having guys having complaints as they walk away, you know, just because of the approach.
Just a heads up, Terry Pegula will address the media tomorrow at 10, so there's that,
put that
for
in
you.
Your calendar,
yeah,
bro.
You'll put Mark, write that down.
I got a meeting at 10.
Tough time.
With RJ and Ripper. Okay. We're having breakfast.
What are you going to have?
I don't know. Probably bacon and eggs, a little cheese there.
We've been discussing hot dogs here lately. Do you do you split your wiener?
No. No, we use a natural casing wiener. So when you barbecue it, because we use charcoal, we don't use gas, it's charcoal, the natural casing wiener, if you know, it kind of expands, it blows up, so you want to cook it inside.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's different ways. If you warm that wiener up in water before, too, and you loosen up that natural casing, it'll blow up even bigger.
Nice.
So you can't freeze a hot dog. If you freeze a hot dog, it takes all the moisture out of it. And after you cook it, as soon as you take it off, it'll just shrivel up. It'll all just go wrinkly. Yeah, there's a lot of tricks, guys.
Do you go with the extra, like, chips on top and chili and all kinds of different toppings?
No,
or you go
that's
traditional?
That's not real. That's shitty people that do that kind of thing.
Shady or
every time?
What do you go with?
I'm just a mustard, relish, ketchup, jalapeno.
Oh, a little spice.
Yeah, jalapeno's good.
Now, do you have smokies as well?
What's a smoky?
Well, smoky's kind of, but a little more smoky flavor, more sausagey almost.
No.
This hot dogs.
Okay. No, we just go with the natural casing and then the foot long.
Okay, well, we've had enough of you, so carry on, cut some grass, and good luck.
Yeah, okay, guys. Thanks for calling. Thanks for getting me up to date on everything.
If you put your name in the hat, throw mine with you.
You know what? We could do that. I want to be the guy in charge, though.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're going to be my little...
I'll run around.
...getter guy.
Yeah.
Gopher.
No problem.
Assistant to the general manager.
Yeah.
What would be better, general manager or coach, really?
It depends. Do you want to go skate every day?
Yeah, GM's better.
Oh, yeah.
GM. You could set your own
schedule. You can go on road trips when you want.
Good money, too, eh?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Big
deal. Yeah, there's a scouting trip. I got to go to Sweden for a month.
Yeah, I got to go to...
If Dan is done, he's only collected 2 years of a 5-year deal.
Yeah,
and it's $3 million a year.
Yeah. Oof.
$3 million. So he's owed $9 more million for doing nothing.
That's a lot of...
good work if you can get
That's a lot of warm wieners.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Goodbye, Robert.
I'm really starting to think about this. Maybe I should... Yeah, turn around here and head back.
Get down there.
5-year deal.
Thank you, Rob.
Okay, guys. Take care, guys.
He never, ever disappoints me.
The best ever. Because
he's the most dur you've ever met.
I bring up, we should go to Rob Ray. You are like, what the hell are we going to talk to him about? And then he comes on and he fires out an S-bomb. And
every time he fires out an S-bomb.
And we break the news to him about the GM and coach being fired in his town.
Well, do you think he's on Twitter?
I just thought he would have gotten a phone call. Somebody with the team, like, right?
Exactly. He pretends that he's important.
Maybe a text? Would somebody have texted him?
No. Who is he?
He's busy putting out grain for the chickens in the backyard.